live from the Quad Cities with Morgan Otier and Kyle Keel. This is Quad Cities Live.
Today on QCL, QC, that's where we'll get the details on a popular initiative called the QC Ale Trail and spotlight one of the many craft breweries involved.
March is National Frozen Food Month. We'll visit with our local Hy-Vee dietitian for ideas on how to incorporate frozen foods to create balanced meals and snacks.
Plus, two new businesses under one roof selling desserts and over 60 flavors of gourmet popcorn. We'll get a look and taste of these amazing homemade treats. It's going to be a fun day.
Yeah.
You are watching Quad Cities Live on this sunny but pretty cold Wednesday afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Morgan Otier.
And I'm Kyle Keel. If you are looking for a way to add some flair to the way you make memories, well, look no further than the Snapwagon.
This is pretty cool. Yeah. Kelsey Watson and Rachel Staley are the entrepreneurs behind this new mobile photo service. Kelsey, you guys started this business not too long ago. You were saying in October.
Yes, we started in October. Rachel went to a wedding in Dallas. She saw a camper photo booth.
I love it.
And texted me. I'm pretty like involved with the wedding industry here in the Quad Cities. Yes. And she goes, "Do we have anything like this?" And I said, "No." And we somehow had an LLC and a bank account like a week later.
Look at all that. Like, half year later, and here you are.
Yeah.
All right,
that's
so it is amazing. And you described this, Rachel, as an Instagram worthy event for all occasions. So what makes the Snapwagon so different from any other photo booth?
Yeah, the fact that we're mobile, we're very niche, it's super unique, fun, exciting event in and of itself, right? So because we're mobile, you can go inside, hop on in our bench. It's custom, right? So we built that bench. We added wallpaper.
Right,
my boyfriend made this super cool iPad holder, and it's like super fun experience. Perfect for weddings, corporate events, birthdays, anniversaries.
Yeah. Really anything.
Yeah.
Really
anything.
You guys are so mobile. We're seeing some photos from the inside of it right now. It's decorated beautifully.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about the variety of services that you guys offer, Kelsey, when it comes to the photo booth itself.
So we offer three different services. When we started, we were like, we're doing the trailer. This is a big enough piece of its own. And then, of course, the people that we are, we're like, let's add two more things.
Of course.
So we have our second service here, which is the Snap Audio, because unfortunately Snapchat was taken.
Okay.
Just to go along with our theme, we started with Snap Audio.
Yeah.
And it's our voicemail guest book.
Okay.
So you can leave many times you'll see it at weddings, and you can leave a voicemail on it, and then the couple at the end of the event will get the USB or file with all of the voicemails on it.
Oh my
gosh. Some might be a little drunker throughout the night. Yes, and then our third one, we're actually not announcing just yet, but we'll be having a launch party soon to kind of announce that. We'll be doing that in May.
So. That is very exciting and coming up very soon.
Yes.
So I can't get over the Snap Audio. So is this the actual phone that you guys use?
Yeah, her name's Dottie.
Dottie.
Yes. We just named her. We had Facebook name her.
Perfect.
Uh-huh. Yep,
she looks like she's straight from 9 to 5.
And our trailer's name is Dorothea.
Dorothea.
From a Taylor Swift song.
So people just pick up the phone and it will record?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it recording me right now?
No, but we can pretend.
Old school phone, we love it. So, you know, we mentioned obviously weddings are a big thing that you guys use. But what other occasions do you have, or do you host the Snapwagon?
Yeah, well, we actually found out that it's a fantastic marketing tool. And the reason why is because we can add logos onto the digital copy that gets texted to our guests and users.
Sure.
And so we can add several logos on that people can upload easily onto social media and share. So we're using it as like a great like social media tool for fundraisers and things like that. We were at the Hand in Hand Chili Cook-Off, and we'll be there in 2025. And hopefully we're gonna also be at Hobnosh as well.
Oh yeah.
And hopefully we'll do a lot of other nonprofits and fundraisers and things like that.
So you guys have this really great kind of retro theme. A lot of people have fun with it, but the equipment that you use, the technology that you use is not retro, right?
Correct. Yeah, we are using iPads.
Yeah. A little more cutting edge. Yeah.
I mean, but truly, you know, talk about the technology that you use and how it works to create such an awesome end result.
So the photo booth is all powered by an iPad, and
that's
it makes it so easy to do the business because everything's just powered by the iPad. The guests can go in, just hit photo, video, boomerang, or GIF, and it's just an app called Luma Booth that we use. And we just pay a fee to use that every year, and then, yeah, you can send it right to your phone, text, email. We can do QR codes, all the things.
Easy as that.
Yeah.
Easy as that. So talk about some of the events that you have coming up. You're partnering with many different businesses and events across the QCA, so talk about some of those upcoming events.
Yeah, we have our Dubuque Wedding Expo that we'll be attending on Sunday, April 7th. That's our very next event that we'll be attending. And then we have the Chambers Hobnosh that we'll be attending on Thursday, April 11th.
Mm-hmm. You have a great memory. I have the notes. She's getting all of that stuff right. So you guys also work closely with clients too to kind of elevate the experience that they're hoping for. So especially when it comes to a wedding, they can pick, I'm assuming, some more tailored things.
Yes. Yeah, we have a lot of different customizations that you can choose from. We do custom props. So if you wanted a photo of your dog on a stick, we'll do that.
Who wouldn't?
We have a bunch of different backgrounds that we're constantly adding to our inventory for. So right now we've got a moss wall, we've got a flower wall, we're investing in another neon sign. So.
That's what I feel like makes it so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we also want to mention the Snapwagon was a recent guest on the QC That's Where podcast. Let's take a quick little listen to that.
Are we doing this? And to come to find out, we had an LLC, an EIN, a credit card, and a business plan.
Telling your story.
Yeah, that's pretty cool that they have that podcast going on and that they can help promote, businesses like yours.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Well, if you want more information about the Snapwagon or book the service for your next event, you can visit their website on your screen, thesnapwagonqc.com. You can also check out pop-up events by following along on Facebook. Just search for the Snapwagon Quad Cities. Rachel and Kelsey, thanks so much for joining us today and telling us about your business.
Yes, thank you. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Well, up next on Quad Cities Live, exploring the QC Ale Trail. We'll get details on this fun community initiative and highlight one of the popular breweries taking part.
QC, that's where we work best when we're together. QC That's Where is brought to you by a partnership with the Quad Cities Chamber and Visit Quad Cities.
QC That's Where, it's where you can find dozens of fabulous craft breweries and explore each of them by taking a self-guided tour along the QC Ale Trail. More on that in just a minute. For now, Alex Torres and Rachel Heiss are joining me now from Great Revivalist Brewing. Thank you both for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
We've already been having fun with you here today, and I think it's because you brought all of these colorful cans of beer with you, which we will get to. But Rachel, first we want to learn all about Great Revivalist and talk about where it is, because I think that's honestly one of the coolest parts.
Sure. Yep. It's located in Clinton, Iowa, and we are in a church that was built in 1898. Amazing. And we spent a little over a year renovating it, and we've brought a lot of the things back to life that are in the church. We've reused a lot of things. The pews are actually our tables and chairs.
Wow.
We repurposed the pipe organ, and it is tables and down in our music hall. And we have just so many cool things from an Italian fresco up on the wall that was done in 1910. And then we also have a replica fountain out in our courtyard that was from Trento, Italy. So we have just a lot of random facts around there that you can go around and check out. And we're working on actually doing a little piece where people can kind of do a QR code and get a little bit of the history for it, because there's just much to.
And I'm sure so many people come in specifically for that.
Yep.
And then like the beer that you guys brew is like a great little addition, but they're I want to see what they've done with this.
Yeah, there's just so much to see. You need multiple visits to catch everything from the original, the stained glass windows.
Yeah.
There's just so many different things. It's hard to, put it into perspective without actually coming in to see it. Pictures do it great justice, but walking in. Yeah, I always like to see people's faces when you walk in that front door. Yeah, when you walk in those front doors for the first time and then you see the mosaic up on the back wall, all hammered gold. It's individual little tiles that took them a couple years to take up. Artisans from Italy came over and did it. So it's such a cool thing for us.
Amazing. Okay, so this is an attraction all by itself. Now let's talk about the beer. So, Alex.
The beer is incredible.
Something tells me you're the beer guy.
Oh, yeah, undoubtedly. So We have over 20 different beers that we have on tap now.
Wow.
And they're all handcrafted by Scott, and he's our master brewer, just does an incredible job. We actually started canning three of our beers right now. So we have Cloud Trippin', the bottom right there.
Oh, that's pretty.
That is a hazy IPA, has beautiful can art all throughout.
Yeah.
Birdsong on top is our premium blonde ale, and then
They're cold.
Peach Wrangler is our peach sour. Now on top of that, we are also canning all of our sodas. So all these beautiful, colorful guys on the set.
Oh, yeah.
Our energy drink, our root beer, apple, King Cola, ginger beer, orange cream, grape, and tonic water too.
Wow, so you guys also do sodas. Now I did read that you guys have sodas available. I didn't realize how extensive that was. Mm-hmm. That's fabulous.
Now the best part is they are made with pure cane sugar, they're caffeine free, and they're also sold in stores along with our beers now too.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, I was gonna say, you guys recently expanded distribution.
We did.
So this is a really big deal for the growth of GRB.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's one of those things where we are really, really excited to be entering the markets and being able to get beer closer to people, have them enjoy it at home, but also in all the bars and restaurants around the QC too.
Yeah, okay, so you guys also serve food. You have a pretty extensive menu, actually.
We
absolutely do. I would say our claim to fame is our wood fire pizzas. We make the dough there in house. We have a 9-foot copper oven that we do those in, and I would say that's by far our biggest seller. What do you think, Alex?
100%. Our grouper sandwich.
Yeah.
An incredible brisket mac
hungry.
And cheese, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard great things. People rave about your food menu there.
Thank you.
Alex, you guys are very large. We saw the photos of this building. People can also host events there.
Yes, so not only can you come in and enjoy incredible meals and beer, but we also have a full event space down in the whole lower level of the area.
Is
an open event space, hosts up to a little over 100 people, but we actually have folks that are looking to rent out the entire church for their, for their next event.
I can absolutely imagine. Okay, Rachel, you guys are also expanding in a different way. You guys are opening a new location.
Yep, we are looking to open our location in downtown Rock Island. Hopefully later this year, we're gonna be in the Carpella's Manuscript Museum. We acquired that. So yeah, but another large facility, very historic venue.
That.
Yeah, so it's gonna be another huge location for us, and we're gonna have all kinds of things to offer. We're gonna be doing, again, all of our beers, our sodas.
That's amazing.
We're gonna have wood fire pizza there. And then we've actually retained some of the manuscripts from the museum that we'll have on display there as well. So we have a lot of exciting things that we're hoping to be able to do there.
Yeah, I would say so. You guys definitely know how to do this stuff,
right? Now there's a quick little sneak peek here for you. Just got off the phone with Richard, our owner, and we're gonna be bringing in some premium beef as well be brought in to the Quad Cities.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So nice little Wagyu steaks there, hopefully by the time we open.
Fabulous. Yeah. Okay, so did you guys bring me a beer?
We did. Of course
gotta
we did.
Gotta pay the toll.
This is brand spanking new. It is called Pink Tentacles.
It is a
strawberry, blueberry, raspberry, and blackberry sour.
I'm impressed it's hard to pour a beer on TV. Can I try it?
Absolutely.
We'll cheers first. We mentioned GRB is part of the QC Ale Trail as well. So while Alex is doing that, for people who want to try it out, talk about how easy it is for them to kind of get set up.
Yep, you just go to their website and you sign up. You can either get a paper Ale Trail passport, they call them, or you can log in online. We have the code available.
Fun.
Yeah, so you go around, you hit all the breweries they offer you. I don't know if you hit so many, you get like a pint glass.
Prizes and stuff.
Yeah, you get prizes from the Ale Trail.
Like we really need an excuse to
visit
all the craft breweries.
So, I find it, it's a challenge. You should hit all 16 in one day if you can.
You definitely should.
Start with us, end with us.
Yes, that is fabulous.
Cheers.
Yep, here all of us swallowing. It's delicious.
How is it?
It's delicious.
Great.
It really is. I will definitely be visiting.
Oh, please do.
Absolutely. Okay, so as Rachel said, just head to QCAleTrail.com to register to be part of all of this. You can win a prize for visiting a few breweries, and then you can get a pint glass for visiting them all. Just make sure, as Alex mentioned, that Great Revivalist Brewing is on your list of places to stop. Alex and Rachel, thank you so much for being here today.
Congratulations.
Thank you for having us.
All your success. Well, still to come, buying frozen food from the grocery store is quick and easy when you have a busy schedule. After the break, our Hy-Vee dietitian will show us how to incorporate those foods in healthy ways for meals and snacks.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
March is National Frozen Food Month, and there's no doubt buying from the Hy-Vee frozen foods aisle can really help cut down on time and energy on busy days. Registered Hy-Vee dietitian Hannah Anderson is back with ways that we can incorporate frozen foods to create well-balanced meals and snacks. Hannah, welcome back.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Yes, we have so much to talk about today, and it's kind of along this theme of kind of a spring cleaning theme. And I think this is really great because these really do, believe it or not, go hand in hand. So spring cleaning efforts in the kitchen beyond the closet. Okay, that's what we're talking about today.
Yes.
So where would you ask people to start?
Yes, so really your freezer is a great place to start to clean it out. I know we can have everything piled up in there and you forget what's in the back of your freezer. And so, yes, when you're doing that spring cleanup, you can head to your freezer and start cleaning it out. And there's also some great things in your freezer that you can add to your plate to help have a balanced meal.
Yeah. So, you know, I think you're right. Like, a lot of people go to the grocery store and they're always trying to pick up something new, because they don't even look at what could be in their freezer and the meals that they can create out of that. So you're saying you can make a really great meal. You can pair different things with what's in the freezer.
Yes. You can pair fresh and frozen foods to really, like you said, cut down on that time. It can be so much more efficient and still nutritious and delicious with having those frozen foods.
Yeah, and while you're in there, take time to look at expiration dates. Even though it's frozen, doesn't mean you can keep it for 10 years, right?
Yes.
And then kind of create a list from that, from what you're seeing, on what you want to keep on hand, and that can really help out too, as far as being convenient. So a lot of people, they think that they should avoid eating frozen. They feel like they always need to opt for fresh foods. I mean, there's like a little bit of mom guilt sometimes too, where they're like, oh, I'm continually like heating up frozen foods. So which is better?
Yes, so really both can be very nutritious, fresh and frozen.
We love that.
So really with the frozen food, what to keep in mind is that when it's picked in the field, it will start to lose nutrients. So with the fresh produce, if you think about if it gets on the truck, it's delivered to you, it ends up on your plate, that's a long time in between when it's picked in the field to when it ends up on your plate. So, but with frozen foods, it's usually flash frozen right from the field, so it retains its nutrients.
We love to hear that because we're big proponents of like the steam fresh veggies and stuff. It's just easier because, you know, especially if you little kids, they're constantly changing their minds all the time about what they like, what they'll eat, and you would hate to have something just sit in the fridge and go bad.
Right. Yes. Yep. Those can be great to have on hand just to throw together. If, you know, whatever meal your family already enjoys, adding a fresh, you know, veggie steamer is a great way to make it balanced.
Yes. Okay. Same concept applies to frozen foods as well, other ones, including seafood. We actually talked briefly about seafood with Hannah last time she was here. But that's another really good option because similar to the way that this is flash frozen, they do the same thing with seafood?
Yes, yeah, especially the seafood out of Alaska, that's flash frozen, so that's gonna be, you know, retaining all of its nutrients, all those good omega-3s that we need from the seafood. So yes, frozen seafood and can be a great way to get that seafood into your diet.
Absolutely, so talk a little bit about kind of what you have set up here today and the meal that you have made for us.
Yeah, so here's a great way of pairing that fresh and frozen veggies. So this is a frozen veggie pack, these roasted red potatoes, carrots, and onions, and zucchini.
Those are
great. You can just throw that on a one sheet pan meal here, and you have your salmon, and I actually want to show you how to make this really, really quick glaze.
Please
this
do.
Is a garlic ginger glaze. So we're using a coconut aminos, so this is like soy sauce, but it doesn't have any soy, so it's great if you have an allergy or intolerance to that. And then we're just going to add a little bit of garlic, about 2 teaspoons of garlic, 2 teaspoons of ginger. Yes. This will have your whole house smelling delicious.
Yes.
So just a little. And then 2 teaspoons of honey. And that's it. You mix it all up. And you have a delicious glaze to put over your salmon.
Put over your salmon, then pop it in the oven or on the grill or wherever.
Yes, yeah, the grill is a great way, especially as we're getting into grilling season. So.
Yes, oh, that smells good. Looks delicious. Speaking of seafood, though, there's still time to take part in that challenge that you told us about. That is the Hy-Vee Healthy You Seafood Challenge. Just remind people quickly about what that is.
Yeah, so the Hy-Vee dietitians are challenging you to have those 2 to 3 servings of seafood a week. So if you do at least 2 servings of seafood for 4 weeks, then you will meet the challenge, and you'll be entered in to win a $100 Hy-Vee gift card, possibly.
Which is fabulous. Yeah. And before we run out of time with you, of course, you'll be back a little bit later. You guys are also doing, you often do this, a workshop entirely about frozen meal prep, which is perfect, right? We're talking about frozen foods today. So this is really helpful for a lot of folks who do this workshop.
Yes, so this workshop is virtual, so you can watch it online at your convenience, and there's 5 different recipes that the workshop will walk you through.
Yep. We got them there on the screen, and so that's the March-April menu, so people are going to be learning how to do these 5 different recipes, and you can pop them in the freezer.
Right, so then they're ready for whenever you need a quick meal.
That is fabulous. Hannah, thank you so much. Really informative today. And Hannah will be back with us before the end of the show today to talk more about the importance of meal prep, which is huge.
Live from the Quad Cities with Morgan OTA and Kyle Keel, this is Quad Cities Live.
2 new local businesses under one roof, and they are ready to feed your sweet tooth.
We're talking popcorn and cake and so much more. Please welcome to Quad Cities Live, Missy Sweeney from What's Poppin' QC and Addie Corby from Little Sweets Cake Design. Ladies, you have brought some amazing treats, a very colorful table here, so we're going to get to this in just a moment. Morgan and I are also going to try some samples.
We're drooling over here.
We're salivating. We're very curious about what's going on, and they're going to tell us all about
it.
But, Missy, first we want to talk about both of your businesses under, you know, under one roof. What's Poppin' QC? You've been at this for almost a decade. What's it like to have now a partner under one roof in Milan?
Well, it's amazing. Yeah. I feel like we're a definite dynamic duo because she's got the wedding party and the parties, and I can do also with the popcorn, the weddings and the parties, and so we kind of just made a perfect match. It's a sweet tooth heaven, I guess.
And Morgan kind of mentioned it before the break. It's that sweet and salty. That's the perfect combination.
Yes,
you got
to
both.
I know.
Exactly.
I was trying to dig into this popcorn before during the commercial break, and I thought against it because I still have to talk on TV.
Yes.
We are going to be eating it.
We will.
Missy, show us everything that you brought with you today. I mean, we've got very colorful popcorn.
Sure, yeah. So we brought our bunny bait today.
Oh, that's
bunny bait.
Yes. So it's our orange popcorn with green kettle. It's perfect for Easter baskets.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just want to leave it out for your kids, something sweet, something fun. We brought our Tutti Frutti's, a spring flavor that we usually have.
Okay.
And
very
that has
colorful.
6 different flavors in it.
It's this one here, yeah.
And then our party mix, which is here, has the pretzels and M&Ms and the white chocolate. And then we brought our little favorite bag of the blue raspberry, which is another fun fan favorite. And then our most popular flavor is our cheese over caramel, which is a caramel base with cheese on top.
I love that because people like to mix those, like you were saying, all the time. I'm going to pick the one I already touched.
Take a couple of years.
So before we move on to the other business that, you know, that you partner with, talk a little bit about how you got started in making gourmet popcorn.
Yeah, so I loved to bake as a kid and kind of started doing baking, just cookies and things. One holiday, my grandpa asked me if I could maybe make some popcorn or something. It was one of his favorite things. And that's how the party mix, this one, came about. That was the very first popcorn I had ever made, probably about 13 years ago, and just been doing it ever since. Just fell in love with it, and kind of brings out my creativity side,
where
I can make all different flavors. I mean, we've got chocolate cherry, peanut butter cup,
more than
you name it.
60 flavors, right?
More than 60.
That blows my mind. That's amazing.
And that caramel and cheese is very good.
Really good.
And I'm going to be perfectly honest. I think we mentioned this on the show before. I'm not a fan of caramel, but you mix it with the cheese, it's not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad at all. So, Addie, we wanted to talk about your side of the business. You're the sweet side of the business. So, tell us about Little Sweets Cake Design. How did you get started, and what do you provide for everyone?
Sure. I started out in my home kitchen just making cakes for birthdays, family, and stuff like that. And I was a high school art teacher for about 7 years.
Okay.
So I did ceramics and painting and drawing. And so I used that art experience into making 3D edible stuff instead.
A different form of art.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Not quite ceramics.
I just have to make everything edible. That's the challenge.
Yeah.
And then I've been in this location in Milan for a little over 3 years.
Wow, good for you.
Oh, yeah.
And you brought some delicious treats as well. Now, Morgan and I were talking.
we
commercial.
Dying to know what.
We want to know what right. this is right
oh
here.
Oh my gosh,
you've
I
got,
know.
A little plate of cupcakes,
yeah.
and then we've got a little sort of brownie cookie dough bar thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh,
it's
okay.
a cookie dough brownie.
Nailed it.
All right. Yes.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
So my eyesight was not deceiving.
Right. also, there's a peanut butter chocolate mousse cupcake.
That, looks,
that looks delicious too.
So good.
And
then,
like an ice cream sundae.
Yep. It's an ice cream sundae. Ooh, so it's a funfetti nice. Cake that has a strawberry Ooh. Filling. Hot fudge sauce, cherry, okay. and the other one is a strawberry lemonade cupcake.
Oh, ooh, I want to try them all.
I know, so good.
That sounds so
Go
good.
Ahead.
Okay, so obviously Friday. Folks can stop by the store during your opening hours, which are mm-hmm. Fridays and Saturdays, mm-hmm. but you guys are also going to be at a lot of different events coming up. The Made Market,
yes, the Made Market in April, the 12th and the 13th
okay.
at the Bend Expo in East Moline.
That's a really fun event.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorites. Raquel does such an amazing job doing it and
yeah.
putting it on.
And then the Freight House.
Yes, yes.
Yay.
We're
going to
be popping up at the Freight House this summer.
That's exciting.
So, yeah.
You guys are going to do so well at the Freight
yeah.
House. It is
Thank
such
you.
A fun spot. And
it is.
Yeah, amazing.
And real quick, in this day and age, everyone's got their smartphone connected to them. You can easily order this stuff on DoorDash, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
You guys are on DoorDash.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah. It makes it
makes
super
it very
easy. It makes it harder to shy away from it.
It does. Okay, so the brick and mortar store that we're talking about in Milan, it's open Fridays from 9 to 5 and Saturday mornings from 9 to noon. As they mentioned, they'll be at Made Market QC at the Bend Expo April 12th and 13th and at the Freight House all spring and summer long. You can also find both businesses on Facebook, and we also have their website at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah.
Thank you so much
this
for being
great.
Here and bringing us all these goodies
thank
today.
Thank you
it's
for having us.
So
You're
fun
welcome.
To talk with
thank you.
You.
Yes.
Well, from gourmet popcorn and delicious desserts to the magic of meal prep, next on QCL, our Hy-Vee dietitian Hannah Anderson is back with us for tips on how to get it all started.
Do parents keep sending their kids to Camp Shalom year after year?
I went to camp, and now it's a family tradition.
When I pick them up, I love to hear all their stories.
Give your child an unforgettable experience. Contact Camp Shalom today.
It just wouldn't be Easter without Lago Marcinos, a tradition of handmade favorites since 1908. Lago Marcinos, life is sweet.
The auto show's over, but the savings are still going strong at Key Mazda in Moline. We're your exclusive Quad City Mazda dealer. Come shop our huge selection and drive your new Mazda home today. Like a CX-30 for just $224 a month. Go anywhere in a CX-50 for $327 a month. Or get a spacious CX-90 for only $407 a month. Get these savings before they're gone. Only at your exclusive Quad City Mazda dealer, Key Mazda in Moline.
Every child deserves to grow up in a safe, nurturing environment. To help make that possible, attend the Celebrate Every Child fundraising event on April 25th at the Quad Cities Waterfront Convention Center. Register now at foreverychild.org.
We pack a lot into an hour on the news at noon, like the latest developments in local and national stories. Plus, Quad City area health experts break down the latest medical research. We have financial and consumer news. Plus, warm your heart as we introduce you to adoptable pets. Don't forget video that'll have you saying wow in our good pictures. All that plus First Alert weather. Get your fill of news and information weekdays at noon.
Being a student athlete takes a lot of time, dedication, and hard work. That's why TV6 honors exceptional teens from across the viewing area with the TV6 Spotlight Athlete of the Week Award. To see each week's nominees, visit our homepage, kwqc.com, and cast your vote for your favorite student athlete. Then join us every Sunday during the news at 10 to see who wins.
The TV6 Spotlight Athlete of the Week, sponsored by Crawford Company.
There's a place where kids build self-esteem and confidence. Where they enjoy hiking, canoeing, and team-building exercises that develop important life skills. Give your child an unforgettable experience. Contact Camp Shalom today.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
We are busy with work and kids and everything else life demands, so why not make one thing just a little bit easier? Hy-Vee registered dietitian Hannah Anderson is back with us. And Hannah, you are helping us navigate meal prepping.
yes. today. This can be daunting for a lot of people to think about. They're like, why would I spend hours doing something like this? Well, it's because it can truly save you a lot of time. So
yes, it really does.
For someone who isn't used to it, how do we get started?
Yeah, so the great thing to get started, just step one is to create some type of plan. So
yes.
you can use a menu board if you have one at home that you can just write out your dinners. Start with just one meal. Don't try to do all three meals for the entire week because that's a lot of meals to try to plan and prep. So
yeah.
just start with your dinner meals or whatever meal that is that's kind of that trouble meal for you. Maybe it's breakfast, maybe it's lunches.
Yeah, maybe it's work lunches, like things
yes.
like that where you just always opt for maybe the not so healthy thing because you didn't have enough time to make a healthy thing at
right.
home.
Yes.
So this is your opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
Also, you say multitask.
Yes, yeah, so you can have one dish multiple ways or using it
yes.
multiple ways. So like we were talking about before the break, how you love to prep chicken
yeah.
in the beginning of the week and use that throughout the week. So that's
yes.
a great strategy to do.
Absolutely.
Or if you're cooking like salmon, like we talked about the last segment, mm-hmm. do instead of just that one serving, do double the amount of it so you have it for later on in the week.
Yeah, you can do like salmon tacos or something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah.
Use shortcuts. We love a shortcut.
Yes. yeah, so there's a lot of great things that are already prepped for you. So
mm-hmm.
Hy-Vee does have the Hy-Vee shortcuts that you can use. Some other great things are like the chopped salad kits. I
oh,
love
yeah.
using those. I actually had one of those for lunch today, that with rotisserie chicken. So you can do any vegetables that are already chopped, frozen chopped vegetables like
yes.
green peppers, onions, all those things can.
You literally have little boxes at Hy-Vee that are called shortcuts. Like that's
yes.
exactly what they're there for.
Yes, they're a shortcut for you.
They're a shortcut.
So, yes.
And then include variety as
mm-hmm.
well. So that's important.
Yeah, yep, you want to make sure to have that balanced meal. So that's the great thing about when you are making that plan ahead of
mm-hmm.
time, you can make sure, okay, do I have my vegetable? Do I have a good protein? Do I have a whole grain and fiber?
Yeah.
So you can make sure you have all those things presented.
Right. If it's last minute, you're going to be missing something for
right.
sure.
Right, yes.
So you also have some spring cleaning tips. That's been kind of a little bit of our theme today.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was really interesting. Set a stopwatch and go through your fridge and your freezer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. So we talked about cleaning out the freezer in the last segment, but
yeah.
really your entire fridge can become overloaded with
yep.
leftover things. And so, yep, just set a stopwatch and for 30 seconds or 30 minutes, just kind of go through and clean out everything that you can in your freezer,
yeah.
in your fridge.
Especially condiments. Like,
yes.
I feel like they just stay forever, like, mm-hmm. you know, different marinades and stuff.
Right.
Yes. Clean cooking equipment.
Yeah, so sometimes it doesn't quite get super clean in the dishwasher. So
right.
just kind of go through and make sure that all your dishes are clean. Do one more really deep cleaning on them in the spring.
Yes. And then, I love this one. Do you have the containers and the space to store your prepped meals? I told you I'm making
yes.
crock pot chicken at home. You better make sure that those containers are clean out of the dishwasher and ready to go.
Right.
When you have to
yes.
put that away.
Yeah, so yeah, you can find a lot of really great meal prep type of dishes.
Yep.
There's a lot of like those plastic containers that you can use. Some are even already like pre-portioned out, so you can have it be that portion that you need.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a lot of really great options.
So a drawback that a lot of people talk about with meal prepping, they always say, hey, I'm not really a fan. I don't really like leftovers, or I don't really like how a reheated meal tastes. So
mm-hmm.
go through some of your tips for that, because that doesn't have to be the case.
Right, right, yes. Yeah. So a big thing is adding moisture to those meals. So whether
mm-hmm.
it be, you know, adding a little bit of water in there, or even like some chicken stock, something like that, to really have those flavors in there, that can really help.
Yes. Heat in intervals.
Yes.
So that it just ensures that food is evenly heated. Cook in an even or in an even layer.
Yes. Yep. That's
so that they get more consistent.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't end up with like one cold thing.
Yeah, we've always had that one dish that will heat up in the microwave.
Yeah.
And one part of it's piping hot and the other part is ice cold.
You are so right. One thing I really like that you included though was go beyond the microwave. I do that all the time. Mm-hmm. I used to microwave my daughter's frozen chicken nuggets. You know, she's 5 years old. She loves chicken nuggets.
Right.
Go beyond the microwave. They taste so much better in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
They taste
yes.
so much better in the oven, and it doesn't maybe take that much more time to do it
right.
that way.
And they even have some of those toaster ovens now that have like oven capabilities in them. So yeah, a lot of different ways to,
yes.
to prepare it.
Okay, 5-ingredient meal solutions. So people can find those somewhere
mm-hmm.
like online or?
Yeah, I actually brought a couple here that I'll kind of walk through, and
great.
Some of them are less than five actually.
Okay.
So some great meal pairings if you're thinking of some ideas to do. You can do like a chopped salad mix and canned salmon. That can be really great.
Yeah.
It's a really quick meal. Our rotisserie chicken. I love rotisserie chicken.
I do too.
I use one just about every week. We come home. Part of the prep we do is just shredding the chicken. You don't have to cook it.
Yeah.
And so then you can use that with like a burrito bowl if you add some taco seasoning to it. Top it with your favorite toppings that you like, the shredded lettuce, the cheese,
Perfect.
All of that. You can do also use that shredded chicken with a teriyaki sauce and some rice, and you have
Love
a really
that.
Quick meal.
So many good ideas from Hannah. So if you're ready to connect with a Hy-Vee dietitian just like Hannah, you can book a discovery session, and you can do that by heading to the website there at the bottom of your screen, hyvee.com/healthnew/dietitians. Lots of great ideas from all of you. Hannah, thanks again for being here.
Yes, thank you so much
Appreciate
for having
you.
Me.
Well, from meal magic to magic on the stage, Quad City Music Guild's next production, Kinky Boots, is strutting its way into Prospect Park. We'll tell you all about it next on Quad Cities Live.
Boots are gonna walk all over you.
That is a clip from the 2005 Golden Globe nominated movie Kinky Boots.
Yes, in 2013, Cyndi Lauper turned that movie into a musical, and now it is Quad City Music Guild's next production.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Keenan Wilson is playing the lead, and Shelley Cooper is the choreographer. Both of you are here from the Music Guild today. Thank you so much for chatting with us. This is, from what I've heard, I've not gotten an opportunity to see this musical.
No.
It is full of glitz, glamour, and most of all, it is full of boots.
Yes, plenty and plenty of boots. Boots galore, actually, yes.
So, Shelley, for those that aren't familiar with this production, tell us a little bit about Kinky Boots. Tell us the story behind it.
So simply put, Charlie Price, it takes place with Charlie Price. He inherits his father's company, and they make essentially old man shoes.
Okay.
And he meets this wonderful character, Lola, mm-hmm. and decides to pivot to those lovely kinky boots.
Yes.
There's a lot more nuance and everything in between, but I think what's really important is,
yes,
yes.
Right, fabulous.
Yes.
They look very, very comfy.
Oh, they're comfiest, yes.
Yes, but the message of accepting yourself, accepting other people, be who you want to be, love is love, mm-hmm. that really shines through in this production.
And Keenan, you play one of the main characters, Lola, so we're gonna hear a bit of the music played by Billy Porter here from the show, and then we'll talk to you about your role, so let's take
awesome.
A listen. All right, there we go.
Wow.
Listen to Kinky Boots.
I mean, looks fun.
It looks like a lot of fun, a lot of energy to bring to the stage. So what's your experience been like practicing for playing this character?
Yeah.
So actually, to prepare, I was doing workouts in heels so that I could get used to being in heels and dancing.
I mean, I don't think there's any better way to do it.
I can't even do my work and my job in heels most days.
Yes, yes. And, you know, Shelley has given us some great choreography that just makes it absolutely fun to be a part of this role and do. So
was it easier or harder than it looks to do dance and sing in heels?
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
And especially this is a very high energy show, so there are some rehearsals where I'm like,
yeah.
And like,
yeah.
Next song. Like, give me a second. So yes.
Well, it sounds like you're having a lot of fun.
Yes.
And
yeah.
That's
absolute
important.
Blast.
Shelley, this show does have a lot of production numbers, as Keenan is alluding to.
Yes.
And it's an amateur cast, so to speak, so it's very demanding. Then you add the heels.
Oh, yeah.
So how are you working with all those folks that are trying to learn all of this stuff from you and maybe struggling a little bit with those heels?
Well, I think a lot of it, we learned a lot of the numbers very early on. So
okay.
We started choreography rehearsals at the mid-February, actually.
Wow.
And so getting that in our bodies, relating that to the singing, and mm-hmm. we've been working at this since mid-February
wow.
of getting all of that in their bodies, getting the heels. Heels were a gradual
okay.
step into it, but everyone has been really, really wonderful about supporting one another, wearing these heels and doing this. I mean, it's cardio intensive choreography.
Oh, yes, I bet.
And so it's been really wonderful for everyone to work on it at home. There's been a lot of camaraderie in this.
I can imagine.
So obviously the boots are one of the stars of the show. So Where are these specially designed boots? Where do they come from? I mean, you have several pairs that you wear throughout the show.
Some come from people's homes. A lot of people have ordered their own, which is very fun to just see what people decide they think is going to look best. These were, I don't know where they were actually ordered from.
Okay.
They were specially ordered for Charlie and I. It's a variety of places.
Do you have a favorite pair?
I mean, honestly, I can't.
These?
Can't.
Right, exactly. I mean, look at these ones right here.
Yes, absolutely.
Amazing. Okay, so you kind of alluded to it when you were going over, Shelley, kind of the plot of the story, but it has a very clear message. Change your mind and you can change the world. Taking that, with that said, what has that all meant to the cast and crew, in your opinion?
It has all been about accepting everyone where they are in their lives right now, and there's been a real beautiful ensemble build because we are all coming from so many different experiences in our lives and coming together to do this production. That's been the most inspiring thing to me, is watching the cast and the crew and the production team come together with this idea of accepting everyone matter what.
We love that. Okay, so you can catch Kinky Boots at Quad City Music Guild starting a week from tomorrow, April 5th, 6th, 7th, and the following weekend. And you can buy tickets online at the website on your screen. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for watching.
Your local news at 4 is next.